mostly relying on their anecdotes and storytelling. I wanted to see people's schedules in all their messy glory. I wanted to look at their time logs and see the curious places the data led. That's why I wrote this book, adding a researcher hat to my journalist one, trying to understand what 1001 days in the lives of professional women and their families really look like. There is much to learn from seeing how people use their hours to achieve their goals. Learning their strategies can be empowering. It reminds us that we have the power to shape our lives too. Years ago, when I filled out my first 168-hour, one-week time log, I thought that it seemed strange to view life as cells on a spreadsheet. But over time, I came to see that I could view myself as the artist deciding on those cells. I became a mosaic maker, carefully placing tiles. By thinking about the arrangement and watching others and trying different strategies, over time I could create an intricate and satisfying pattern. I could create a mosaic that embraced new things, new opportunities in my working life, the new children whose lives I've loved watching unfold. Sometimes the larger world delights in telling people that a full life will be harried, leading one to being maxed out or torn. But while it is the rare artist who can create a perfectly blissful mosaic, focusing only on the